when human hopes had just begun. In distant prehistoric time, we feared the fading of the sun, especially in these northern climes, for with the dark would come the chill, frost and snow replacing rain, and we were left to wonder, will the sun rise so high again? And so we cut the deathless pine and hauled it to our cabin's root and lit it up that it would shine upon the gifts, the wine, the food. The other beasts looked on with scorn that man alone was such a fool to celebrate the darkest morn, to dance and sing and call it Yule. Yet all around the blazing tree, through chilly nights and shortened days, mankind with cheerful revelry implored the sun to spread its rays. And once a year, that darkest time, mankind would thus enchant the sun, which then would start its upward climb back when our dreams had just begun. Now men have science and predict the solstice and the equinox to 1/10,000th of a tick with lasers and atomic clocks. Yet every year we quell our fears with food and drink and song and dance. It works, the sun soon reappears, so why then should we take a chance? We'll toast with mead and beer and stout, wine and whiskey, rum and gin. For though the winter howls without, we'll keep the hope of spring within. So bar the door against the chill, prepare that fine and mighty feast, for we were once and we are still a puny, naked, frightened beast.